Oh, what's up, guys?
How was the change of scenery and everything?
Oh, it's nice. It's nice down here. I mean, come on. We're in San Diego. Who's going to complain about that? But I think we've got a veteran team, and they know that we're here to for a purpose and to work hard and stuff. So I don't worry about them. It's a great setting, though. I mean, come on, we're at the Del Coronado. I mean, who could complain about that? Who could complain about that?
Do you guys have conditioning on the beach then?
Not yet, but that's something that we'll take under consideration, I'm sure. Yeah.
Everybody's able to go?
Everybody's, you know, in the morning there's no contact, so we do a lot of teaching and, you know, just a lot of the basic stuff. And then tonight we'll come back and, you know, as they say, put on the pads, I guess.
Did Goran look like he reacted well to doing the lateral stuff?
Yeah, I didn't see any problem with that. You know, obviously we won't be able to tell until, you know, we're able to have contact and get out and actually play. But he said it was a little sore, but it felt, you know, he felt like he could go without any problem at all. So.
Is this frustrating for you, these morning sessions, where it's so limited?
Yeah, I mean, it really is. I mean, we have basically 5 days to get ready to play a basketball game, and we can't have contact or do anything but teach in the morning session. And, no, I don't like it. I don't like it at all, I'll be honest with you. I think there's a lot of stuff that we could get done that we just can't do because there's no contact or anything there. I'm not sure if the players like it either. I mean, I don't know who came up with this great rule, but I know our guys would rather be out playing and going and getting ready to play for the game on Tuesday. Oh, I think with our guys, most of these guys were here, you know, so you're talking about Steve and Grant and Amari and the core guys of this team, you know, have played that way for the, you know, four out of the last 5 years. So if you look this morning, some of the things that we put back in, I think it just comes natural to them. So I don't see it as a learning curve or anything that's going to happen that just getting in basketball shape won't take care of.
For people out here in San Diego, the Suns kind of reflect the Chargers out here from back in the day when 2005, 2006, when people expected the Suns to win the championship. They expect the same thing here with the Chargers, and when they lose the game, it's like the sky is falling. Any advice for like Chargers fans? Yeah. Anything out here?
Yeah, I tell them you got a really great team with a quarterback that I think this coming into his own, you know, and it's really difficult to win championships. I think if you go back and look, there's been some great basketball teams in the NBA that have not won championships. There have been great teams in the NFL that have not won championships. You know, I think you should be very happy when your team can go 14-2 or 13-3 and, you know, and just so happen to not play well in the playoffs. You know, that no one goes into the playoffs thinking that they're not going to play well. And, you know, you can have a bad game here and there, but I think it's a fun team to watch. And, you know, you got one of the best running backs in the whole NFL, and, you know, you got a guy that can tackle a whole backfield, you know, Sean. So I would just enjoy the victories that you have and enjoy your football team. It's fun to watch, you know.
Their head coach, North Turner, said that. He told us media people last week that we're not as good as you think we are. I mean, is that something you would ever say to you? Or is it like too low expectations because it's so high out here?
I don't know. I won't touch that one. Okay, I'll leave that one. I don't know a whole lot about football anyway. You know, I love watching it, and I love watching them play, but I don't know strategy or anything like that. So I'll leave that one alone.
For people out here in San Diego, they know that the Suns didn't make the playoffs last year. How have you guys improved? I mean, with Shaquille O'Neal.
Well, I think the big thing is that, like I said, we're going to go back to playing a system that we were very successful with and had a lot of success doing. So, you know, it's yet to be seen as to, you know, how that'll play out over the season. But I think our guys enjoy playing that way. I think the fans enjoy watching us play that way. So we'll see what happens. I still say the big thing for us is not going to be what we go back to offensively, but we've got to get better defensively. And we've said that all along, that somewhere along the line we have to develop a consistency defensively that we have offensively that we think that we can depend on and know that, you know, at the end of the game we can come up with stops. We can't try to outscore every team that we play. We have to be able to come up with stops and then be able to convert on the other end.
How does Jared Dudley help your team? Because he's like a high school All-American. He's in the Hall of Fame out here in San Diego.
JD is in the Hall of Fame out here. Boy, you guys are struggling out here, huh? Nah, he is one of the all-time great guys. I tell you, I think he's one of those guys that, you know, he'll be in the NBA 10, 12, 14 years because of the way he plays. He's a really intelligent player, extremely hard worker. He's every coach's dream, I think. You know, he's a good guy. I don't think there's anybody on this team. You know, he's probably as popular as any guy on our team just because of his work ethic and things like that. So, you know, I think he's, you know, he's a guy to help you win games. He's just find a way to help you win game. And you can look at a stat sheet and it might not be impressive, but he really is a guy that can help you. He'll come up with a big play or a big steal or a big defensive play to help you win games.
What are you doing differently with defense during
Well, we're spending more time on it, but we're also trying to hold guys accountable. We've simplified the system. You know, everybody knows basically where they should be and the job that they have. So I think because of that, you know, the accountability factor is really high because there is no, I thought this, I was thinking this. I think, you know, our guys, it's been simplified to the fact that, you know exactly where you should be. So if you're not there. The other thing is that I think the guys, they talked last night, and they're going to hold each other accountable, and I think that'll help too. You know, they're going to help each other, and I think in order to be good teammates, you know, you've got to be able to help the guy that's guarding the ball, and if you're going to help him, somebody's got to be able to help you. So as long as we do that, I think individually we'll get better, and if we're better individually, I think as a team we'll be better. You know, we don't have to be – I keep telling everyone, we don't have to be Boston or San Antonio or Cleveland defensively because we're a very good offensive team. But we do have to be able to have a system in place that guys are held accountable and that that we can have some consistency in what we're doing.
Can you exemplify how you simplify things? Or?
Well, we're not trying to do four or five things on screen and roll. We're going to do two things, and that's what we're going to stay with, and we're not going to change that system. And when we have a bad game or we know that we struggle with that, then what we have to do is work hard and get a little better at it and not try to change the system into something that now is a little more confusing.
We'll worry
about that, you know. I mean, we're not going to give everything away, Paul, but, you know. But we'll be pretty basic in what we do.
What about you guys kind of changed midstream last year about whether you go send guys to the middle or baseline like ball handlers?
No, we're sending guys. I mean, that we won't change. We're not going to let guys in the middle of the floor because it's just too tough in this league to guard people. So we'll continue to do that. And as I said, we just got to get a little bit better. You know, if you look at the tape, we watch a lot of tape this summer. And what we were is that we weren't terrible defensively, but what we were always a step off. You know, if we were just a step closer or a step better in our rotation, I thought we could have been a lot better. So that's our goal, to try to eliminate that step that we're off so that we get there to the spot and be able to take care of business and not get there half a step late where now we're giving up a basket.
As far as the system, you know, you're talking about running the same system that D'Antoni ran. What do you do with the system to kind of make it more yours, and how does it distinguish it from?
Or do you? I don't know. If you're a running team, you're a running team. And, you know, we have changed a couple of things that we did when Mike is here. But, you know, basically we got the same players. And so I don't know why I would change a whole lot into what we were doing when he was here. We were very successful when he was here, and we got similar players. Even the guys we added are pretty similar players to the guys that we had here. If you look at a Channing Frye, he's a little bit like, a lot like Tim Thomas, really. You know, so and we had a lot of success with those players in that system. So, you know, I don't have to be the smartest coach in the world, but I know that if you were successful doing that, let's try to keep doing that, okay?
But no wrinkles to make it your own.
Oh, we'll do some wrinkles here and there, but, I mean, you know, basically we're talking about pushing the ball and attacking and doing the same thing that we did over the last 5 years.
How much will this training camp, do you think, help Jay Rich? Did we not see him at his best last year because you come in a trade situation and stuff?
I don't think so. And Jay Rich and I talked about that a lot when he first got back, that, you know, it was tough for him. He's coming into a team, you know, that got Steve Nash and Shaq, and there's Grant Hill. So, you know, I think he was a little bit passive in what he does. And to be honest with him, you know, I didn't do a great job as far as keeping him involved. He had some big quarters for us where he would have 15, 13 points. I've got to make sure that I keep him engaged and keep him involved in the game and be able to have him touch it so that he can keep it going. I'll take some responsibility for that not happening last year, but we're going to make sure that we get that worked out this year.
Is that kind of, you ever have to talk to Steve and Grant, guys who maybe, even if they, you know, talent on the team is down a little in the last couple of years, keeping them sort of just as engaged as ever?
No, I mean, they're not the type of guys that you have to talk to. Those guys are great teammates. They're going to do what's ever necessary for us to play at the highest level that we can play. You know, the only thing that I worry about this year, we never talked about how many games we're going to win or how deep we're going to go into the playoffs. The only thing we talked about is playing to our potential. And if we play to our potential and play unselfishly and play with the effort that I think we can, then we'll see what that brings. But we're not predicting any wins or, you know, what we're going to do or anything like that. I think the goal that we have this year is to play, you know, to the highest potential that we can reach.
Having those guys like two extra assistant coaches, I mean,
They're smart. I mean, they're intelligent, smart players. I've known Grant Hill since he was 16 years old. So, you know, I know that he is, he's a really good basketball mind. And Steve is, you know, it's like having a coach out on the floor. So those guys become very valuable to you, you know, even on the other side of their career, you know. A lot of things they can get done just from a cerebral standpoint because they're just, you know, they can think the game and they can think ahead. So, you know, it's fun to coach guys like that.
The last 4 or 5 years, you guys have been kind of like a sexy team because of all the numbers you put up. Do you like the fact you're kind of flying under the radar now? Nobody's
Well, yeah, I do. I like the fact that we're not marching trophy boy around here, if that's what you mean, or whatever it was. Yeah, I like the fact that we can just go out and play basketball, I think. You know, I don't think anybody understands the pressure that's on you when everybody's talking about, yeah, they're going to win the championship, they're going to win the championship. It's a lot of pressure for guys to have. I think we'll be able to play, you know, more relaxed basketball and not feel like every game, you know, is the seventh game. You know, we just got to go out and play and execute and do what we need to do, and then we'll see where that takes us. But I think it's tough to, you know, to think that, you know, you're locked to win a championship. There's been a lot of great teams in this league, as I said. I don't think any team has been any better than the Utah team, you know, that with Carl and, you know, and John and, you know, all the guys that they had on that team. They had a great team. You know, they happened to be playing the Chicago Bulls. You know, maybe if Michael would have played basketball, you know, I mean, baseball for another 2 years, Utah might have two championships. So it's really, really tough to win a championship. And our goal right now is just to get back to being a competitive team in the West, where we're a factor in the West. That's what we've got to worry about now. And then whatever happened from there, you know, we'll take, you know. That's what we're going to try to do. I think we've got to do, you know, our goal is to be really proactive, you know, to try to make the offenses react to us rather than have us react to the offense. And, you know, I think with the guys we have, we got some versatile big guys that are very athletic that can move their feet. So it's afforded us the opportunity to be in full rotation and do things like that we were a little bit limited in last year.
We're able to switch.
Yeah, and we will switch on. We will do that because I think, you know, those guys have the ability to keep a guard in front of them and stop penetration. So we'll just have to see how all of that play out. But we're excited about, you know, seeing how that works out.
What do you remember about last year playing at Indian Wells, that outdoor game?
That it gets really cold there, you know. It gets cold there after the sun goes down. But that was a great thing. I mean, that was fun to do. I think our guys are really looking forward to going out there and playing again. You know, I think we moved it up a week. We're starting the game an hour earlier. So I think it's going to be a great situation. You know, most of these guys grew up playing outside. You know, at some stage, you know, you played, you know, pickup basketball outside. So it's kind of good to play at, you know, the highest level. level and then still be able to look up and see the moon there.
Where, you know, part of the way they promote it is just where everyone did learn to grow up and play outdoors. Do you have any fond memories or any that stick out when you grew up playing in outdoors?
And oh, yeah. I mean, that's the only place we had. We didn't have a gym. I grew up playing, you know, one-on-one with David Thompson and his brother, who was better than both of us, by the way. And I just remember one of the things that we did that was great is that we dug out this great basketball place, and then the way we got it so that we could dribble the basketball is that we watered it all down. It was all dirt, watered it all down, and then the sun come out, and it baked it in North Carolina in the humidity. So it got really hard really quick. So it was like playing on a gym floor, believe me. A concrete one, though.
What about the experience outside of the game? Do you get a chance to explore the area at all while you were there? I know.
Not really. You know, we're just there. So, I mean, it's a beautiful area. And when I was with the Clippers, I actually had training camp in Palm Springs. So, you know, I know a little bit about it. They got some great restaurants there. And it's a good situation that I think the guys enjoy going out and doing.
Did you even buy when you were with the Clippers? I know you talked to one of our reporters. Huh? About some of the properties out there. Did you ever
I would have liked to have bought out there, but you know, being a Clipper coach, it's not a real stable thing, okay? I think Phil Jackson can buy out there. I think he's in a pretty good stable situation, okay?
What was in last night's video?
Oh, a lot of good things. I'll leave it at that. Let's just say that Noah will never be able to work for us again, okay? He and Amin are done.
He's a good artist.
He and Amin are done. But I will say this. They didn't get me as bad as they got Dan, because they got Grant dunking on Dan's head, and they put it on there about 10 times, and that's how they ended that's how the tape ended. So Thunder owes them a lot more than I do. All they did is have me on with a nice big afro, you know. I think from 1973 or something, a high school banquet or something. No, a high school banquet,
what was
the
Roadhouse for?
Oh, that's pretty good. You have to see it. We have to get a copy for you guys. It was pretty good. Those guys worked hard on that, and it came out great again, really.
Who, Elvis did it?
Elvis and Amin and Noel, they worked hard at it. And Nick, yeah. But it's good for the guys. Oh, no, that's it.
Yeah.
No, not really. You know, we'll do a little something with the owners, but we always do that, and our guys have fun doing it.
That's the top of their list.
Volleyball? You guys got volleyball plans?
No, I don't think we have volleyball.